Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
First, we want to join David Wagner, who just delivered this prophetic word, a reactivation word. I mean, think about this. There's so many believers that are kind of like tucked away, and you've been carrying this heavy burden, and you're just thinking like, I know that I had this call on my life. I know that I was moving in it at one time, but can I be used again? Can God use me again? Listen, we serve a God at the second chance, the third chance, and as a matter of fact, David Wagner is delivering a word right here for America from Bethel in Redding, California, and you got to hear this because God is going to reactivate you in Jesus' name. Let's take a look now. David Wagner.
Shout of praise tonight. Jesus, we love you. We worship you. We declare there's no one like you. There's no one but you. That you're high and lifted up, and that if you would be high and lifted up in Redding, California, you would draw all men unto yourself. So, Lord, do it here in this place. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that the coast is clear and the tide has turned. And I'm releasing a shifting in the atmosphere over the nation and the nations of the earth. And I'm putting things in place, and I am establishing divine order like never before. For the Lord says that I'm going to cause in this year ahead to cause there to be an unusual manifestation in the palace of the king. And I'm going to begin to turn the heart of kings and presidents and nations to me like never before. And they shall bow underneath the weight of my glory and underneath the weight of my love. And the Lord says that you're about to see nations even emerge like never before that would be discipled and saved in a day. For the Lord says that this is a time and a season like never before. It is one of the most monumental and pivotal moments in modern history. And the Lord says that it's going to be filled with the embrace of God. For the Lord says, when I look at America, when I look at the things in the earth, know this, that I still have mercy on my mind. And the Lord says that my mercy is going to begin to be poured out like never before. And it shall be a year of the miraculous, the place where miracles and mercy meet, the place where miracles and mercy kiss. And the Lord says that this is a season where I'm causing there to be an upheaval, even an upheaval of religious systems. For the Lord says that I'm going to begin to melt the hearts of those that have a form of godliness but deny its power. I'm going to begin to melt the heart of those who have got into formulas but they have left the foundation of the Father. And the Lord says that I'm going to begin to cause there to be an anointing of burning hearts. For even as my servants, even as the disciples said, didn't our hearts burn within us? I'm going to begin to cause the heart of my church to be set on fire once again. And the Lord says that I'm getting ready to release the ripple effects of my glory and my grace. And as I woke up this morning at 5:55, and the Lord just showed me Interstate 5, and he said, I'm releasing my glory, I'm releasing my goodness, and I'm releasing my grace in this region like never before. And the Lord says that I'm going to begin to cause there to be a synchronization of the heart of my people with my heart. I'm putting you on the timing of heaven. But the Lord says that I'm about to cause there to be an acceleration even of the time. And the Lord says that many of you have been in the place of waiting, but I'm moving you from the waiting room into the delivery room. Some of you have been even in that place where you've been weary in the waiting. You've been weary in well-doing. But I tell you this, says the Lord, hold on to hope, because in this season, I'm renaming it for you. For in the natural, there are four seasons, winter, spring, summer, and fall. But in the spirit, there is due season. And I'm bringing you into that place of due season, says the Spirit of the Lord. And I felt this tonight as we were worshiping. The Lord said that he is healing the prophetic heart. But he's also healing the heart of the prophetic. He's healing the prophetic heart, but he's also healing the heart of the prophetic. And there are some of you right now, I'm just telling you in advance, throughout the next 3 days, God's going to heal the heart of the prophets. God's going to heal prophetic wounds. He's going to heal wounds where words were missed. He's going to heal prophetic words. He's going to heal words that were maybe given in the wrong time. And I felt like the Lord said, he is bringing honor in this meeting. There's healing and honor that's coming. And so, Lord, I ask that you would cause us to bask in your presence, to bask in your glory like never before. Lord, I thank you for the new thing that you're doing in the earth. Lord, what we've never seen, known, heard, or felt before. Come on, I felt this strong in the school the last 2 days, that the Lord is about to release an anointing in these meetings, that you would hear with your eyes and see with your ears. The anointing to hear with your eyes and see with your ears. That when you hear it, you'll see it. When you see it, you'll hear it. Holy Spirit, right now, Lord, we release the spirit of revelation, knowledge, and wisdom to just flow through this room like a tidal wave. Lord, I thank you right now that the coast is clear and the tide has turned. And there's a shifting in the nations. There's prophetic alignment taking place. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is so exciting. Is that not exciting? Think about it. The first day of phase two of the Great Awakening, the Lord is answering, according to Dutch Sheets, what he said about what's taking place with the appeal to heaven. And it's just exciting days. And then you're hearing this prophetic word, Just Loose, by David Wagner with Father's Heart Ministry. We're going to make that available to you on our VFNTV.com. But this is an exciting day. Think about it. Your heart may have been hurt so bad that you're thinking, I don't even want to minister anymore. I don't want to reach out to love anybody anymore. And the Lord says he's healing your heart. He's healing your heart, and you're going to have this fresh wind come over you again. He's going to reactivate you, as David is talking about. And you're not going to know how you got there, but all of a sudden he's going to touch you, and you're going to be on fire for God again. You're not going to be able to connect where you were to where you are, because it's just the wind of God that's just carrying you. Like, you know, Brother John Kilpatrick out of Church of His Presence gave that prophetic word. The wind is coming. This is an exciting day. It's very exciting.
This is such an exciting day. Think about it. This is the first day of phase two of the Great Awakening. I mean, God has heard your prayers. He's heard your heart's cry.
This is that.
I love it, you know, when, what's her name? We say, this is, you know, God's not an elephant. He's not a donkey.
Cindy
Jacobs. He is the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. And the answers are not political. Our God, he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Think about that. And he's pouring out a third Great Awakening on America. I'm just pumped. I'm very excited about it. But this is the first day, so let's celebrate it.
That's right.
Listen, you want to stay focused to VFN TV. You're going to be depressed if you focus on this worldly news where they're talking about some political jargon and some crazy things. It's going to get crazier and crazier and crazier That's how God begins to do things. You look what's going on. You're thinking like, are y'all grown folks? Is that right?
You know, but something's good is going to come out of the chaos, right?
Yes.
Something's good.
Well, of course, something good's going to come out, but it's not going to come from Washington D.C.
No.
It's going to come from God. So he's talking about right here healing the heart of the prophet John, and so many people that are watching and listening right now, you know, they've been hit and hit and hit and hit by everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, the biggest thing is hit by loved ones and ones that. It's like David said, it's not the ones that I didn't know. It's the ones that are close to him.
Of course.
From his own brother.
Right.
Right?
Right. Those are the wounds that come.
But there's a purpose to it.
Yes.
David became a powerful man after God's own heart and became the lineage of Jesus Christ. If you look at Revelation, the last chapter of Revelation, it talks about David because he allowed the processes to go. And I know that Rick Joyner just talked about specifically those woundings didn't happen because of just the enemy got an upper hand on you. It was a process of God softening your heart, broken and contrite heart the Lord does not turn away from, but also anoints you. As a matter of fact, what did Rick say?
God allows it for a purpose. This is what Rick said. He said,
This is Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries.
True spiritual authority is founded on compassion. Compassion releases the power of God. Every wound we have suffered in our lives was for the purpose of making us sensitive and compassionate toward others who have suffered in the same way so that he can release his healing power through us.
That's so important because, you know, who doesn't want to be anointed for what they're doing for the Lord, but it comes with brokenness. I think about, you know, Smith Wigglesworth. Miracles were happening in this man, this former plumber, now minister, his ministry in a powerful way. A man that stuttered and all these different things, but God just anointed him. But while he was laying hands, John, on other people and they were getting healed, which it's not about the healing, it's about the healer. It's not about the financial blessing, it's about the Jehovah Jireh who provided that blessing. It's appointed once to die and then the judgment. But while he was laying hands on people and the world's being shaken by his ministry, Smith Wigglesworth, he had kidney stones.
Oh, yeah.
And he was preaching at one meeting, reportedly. He stopped what he was preaching. He went to the hotel room. I mean, if you've never had kidney stones, you don't know what I'm talking about.
What pain is.
But if you interview somebody that has, and I haven't Thank God I had them. But all I can say is my dad's feet were on the top of the roof of the truck. Sorry, Dad, did you know? That was so funny. He's like, you know, he had these kidney stones, and mom was driving to the airport years ago. And it's like stabbing you in your kidneys. So mom stops at the red light. There's nobody around anywhere, like 2 o'clock in the morning. And Dad goes like, what are you doing? So that kind of pain is going on. And he's preaching. He stops, John. Yeah. He goes to his hotel room, which it wasn't like the Marriott's today. Right. And he passes. Get this, Dad. Listen. He passed kidney stones, then went back.
Wow.
And finished his message, laid hands on the sick, and God healed them. This is just a powerful thing. You think about what God can do, and it's just about, we got to begin to look to him and this pain that we go through. God used this man, but obviously he was a broken man.
Yeah.
You know?
People talk about, you know, having a true spiritual authority. Remember Steve Hill at a pastor's conference. All these pastors are coming in, and, you know, in the midst of revival, God moving powerfully, and then, you know, they all want to know, you know, what is it? What is it? Why are all these souls? And Steve's simple word was, you've got to be broken. You've got to have compassion.
I'm sure that's no compassion. Like, whoa. What's my salary package?
Yeah.
That's a buffet, right?
Yeah, it's a buffet and some lettuce.
Some croutons. We got some lettuce for you.
Got to have compassion. There has to be brokenness for the people. And that's the whole thing. We got to be able to go through something.
Yeah, I was just reading Tozer's book. I think it's called The Pursuit.
Pursuit of God.
And he was talking about that time was that this formulated gospel, this mental exercise that you don't even have to love God to get saved.
Mm.
You know, and I'm taking notes and I'm thinking like, you know, how could that be? I mean, he's doing all this stuff for you. And then I'm pondering back and forth thinking, well, he loved us while we were yet a sinner, so we weren't loving him and he did save us. But at some point you come to the revelation is that God is love. Gratitude comes from your heart.
Absolutely.
And this bill of goods of saying that you don't have to love God or know God or think about God or ponder his word or want to be with him, that means maybe more than likely you don't know him yet.
That's right.
He is really awesome. He really is. And he heals us. He heals us from those things. But the things that happen, though, you get to a point when you're broken. You get to a point when you're broken that you're just thinking, there's no way out of this. You're so wounded, so scarred, so crushed. I mean, think about it. The government was after David. He was a government employee working for the president, or his sake, a king, King Saul. And the government came after him because he was a successful. He made the employee of the month because he actually did more than the king did.
Yeah.
So you had the government coming after him. The one that he called father was trying to crush him. And he's ran for his life from cave to cave. And in that whole contrite, he understood that contrite, broken heart. He understood that he was going to honor God no matter what. And when he did that, God anointed him, shifted everything, and brought him into leadership. And his lineage of his own son came from Jesus.
It's beautiful.
This is broken soil.
Yes. And oftentimes people wonder, you know, why does God allow bad things to happen? Why, you know, I'm going through this situation, it's bad. Listen, there's a purpose in everything, you know, and I think we spend so much time focusing on the negative instead of realizing that God wants to redeem all of those periods in our lives that have been broken and damaged and hurt, because he's going to use that. He's going to use it in our life as we minister with compassion now for the same people that are suffering through those trials and those tribulations.
Are you saying I got to go through some pain to help someone?
You haven't gone through pain yet?
So?
It's this part of life.
So, but that's important, you know, for, you know, those who are listening and viewing. If God says he calls, this is I think Dr. Brown, Mike Brown says this, right? That, you know, God gives a man a vision.
Mm.
He destroys the man, and then he brings forth the vision, which means at the moment God begins to use you, it's the least likely moment that you think you're usable. For example, like Moses, right?
Yeah.
If you're feeling like there's no way I can be used, because you're having, you know, self-absorbed attention, mm-hmm. but you're just so broken, God's going, it's a perfect timing. And so God chose Moses at a point when he's like, early on he wanted to be used, but at this point he didn't want to be used. And he used him to confront a nation, one man to confront a nation, to show himself mighty with the 10 plagues, came with the Pharaoh. He freed God's folks out, took them in the wilderness, to meet the Father.
Mm.
It was just powerful. I think about, you know, David Wagner ministering at the Next Step Outback Father and Son camping trips, you know, with this prophetic Malachi mandate, and he was preaching on the Father's heart. And his ministry today is called the Father's Heart Ministry.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a powerful, powerful, powerful thing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.